We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for another episode of Beats and Eats, happening from 1 to 2 every Thursday. During the hour, I chat about food. I share interviews and stories about food security and events happening around the Lower Mainland. Plus, I play a mix of dope beats that I'm loving throughout the show. So if you are in the Lower Mainland, the rain is back. And you know what? I'm not mad at it. I'm not completely sad about it because it hasn't been treacherous yet, but I am going to reminisce on the beautiful weather that we had this past week because it does relate to food. This past Sunday, I hosted an event where I made a dish that was so easy to make, super yummy. It was so good to eat it with the sun out. I was in a space where there was a couple patios, so some of us were out on the patio. We were like really feeling spring-like, and I feel like this recipe helps to support that spring energy because one of the main ingredients is something that you can grow yourself. So the dish that I made is called a spicy bruschetta. Now, many of the dishes that I make are often influenced by Jamaica or the Caribbean, and also that some of the cultures that I grew up when I was in Toronto. And so when I grew up in Toronto, most of my peers, if not like 98% of us, were first generation Canadians. All of our parents were immigrants. So I grew up with a lot of different cultures. And one of the cultures that I grew up with was Italians. And one of the dishes that they make often is something called bruschetta. So I kind of put a little twist to it. I made a spicy bruschetta on a toasted French bread, and it was absolutely delicious. And so for those who don't know, a bruschetta is a classic Italian appetizer made of toasted or grilled bread, usually rubbed with garlic, drizzled with some olive oil, and seasoned with salt. And then it's like topped with a seasoned diced tomato mixture. So I did all of the things, but for the seasoned diced tomato mixture, I added a little bit of heat to make it a spicy bruschetta, and that heat came from red chili pepper flakes. I added a little bit of Jamaican jerk dry rub, which we went over that recipe last week. I also added a little bit of a hot sauce by a Jamaican brand called Grace, and I drizzled everything with a chili-infused balsamic vinegar, and that was from a BC brand. So let me tell you, all of the flavors, it wasn't too spicy. It just was a melody of sorts. So I'm going to go through the recipe, starting off with the ingredients because it's super easy. Diced tomatoes is like your main ingredient for this recipe. And recipes tomatoes are super easy to grow. So that's kind of why I decided to, you know, share this. And it was so fun to eat this when it felt like spring. The next ingredient is red onion. So I used half of it and I diced that really fine. I had some olive oil. I used about 2 teaspoons. I feel like you can use as much or as little as you want. I also added some of that chili infused balsamic vinaigrette. And if you don't want to make it spicy, you would just use a normal sort of balsamic vinegar. I added, I had 1 to 2 cloves of garlic, which I minced. Then I had 1/4 cup of chopped parsley. I had that Jamaican jerk seasoning. I used the dry rub, and I just added about 1 teaspoon of that. I had 1 teaspoon of the chili pepper flakes. And then I do sometimes like to add Parmesan to my bruschetta. It is not something that you have to do, but I added it to mine this time around. I had a little bit of salt and pepper to taste, and I used, so I had quite a group of people, so I had about 4 sticks of French bread. Actually, I had 5, and guys, I completely burnt one of the sticks of bread. I was working out of my friend's kitchen. That's where the event was at. And she said to watch that oven. It is quite intense. And I thought I was watching it until I looked at it and I was like, oh my gosh, these are going to be croutons. So instead, I used about 4 sticks for the people that we were servicing that day. And then the directions to make it are super, super simple, super easy. All I had to do was I started off by preheating my oven, and then I added all the ingredients except for the garlic and cheese to a bowl, and I mixed that well, and I kind of put that aside. Then I placed a baking sheet on a tray. I put all the sliced bread there. I brushed it with some olive oil. I added some of the garlic, and I popped that into the oven. Once it was toasted, I added the tomato mixture on each little piece, and then I topped it with Parmesan, and then I drizzled with that chili balsamic vinegar, and it was delightful. I'm still thinking about it. In fact, I am getting super hungry. I don't have a snack because I can't eat in the studio, but I do have some sweet beets that I'm going to be sharing for you in the first set today. I'm starting things off with a track by Sargent and Comrade. I have been playing their songs over the past, I think, all this week. I played some of their tracks on Intravenous on Wednesday, and I'm doing it now. They are a Canadian soul music duo from Calgary, Alberta, and formed together in the early 2010s by vocalist Yolanda Sargent and producer Comrade. Fun fact, I've heard Yolanda Sargent sing often, and I've watched her perform several times. In fact, we collaborated on an event back in 2020, back when we were doing all the things virtual, and she was a performer from the Calgary performers. It was like a 5-city event, and so I was so happy to have her for representing Calgary. I also worked with her brother for a short time when I lived in Calgary. So we will be kicking off the set with their track What You On, and after that we'll hear the track Bounce My People by Vision, and then the set will end off with Beat Mule with their track Rainwall.
Something that never existed. friends with Kid Great and Vision.
Yes.
Like hell. I remember a girl. She was honey, fire, pearl-like. Is to bounce that ass on the rhythm, just bounce. The mission is to dance and lose sense of the rhythm, just bounce.
Just lose yourself.
Yes, people, just bounce. We'll be right back.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Hello, 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 and we are back after that first set. I hope it got you feeling like spring. Again, we started off with Watch You On by Sergeant and Comrade. After that was Bounce My People. It was by Vision. And then lastly, we had Beat Mule with the track Rain Wall. Okay, so now we are, as you know, you are tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded coast, Salish territories. And now that we're continuing on with the recipe talk, I am so excited because I have a guest in the studio today to chat about a couple of recipes that they have made fairly recently. And I saw some photos of the food and it looks so delightful. So I was like, why don't you come on and chat about it? I am planning to have like an Instagram page for Beats and Eats, so you'll be able to head over soon and see some of the photos and recipes that we chat about on this show. So I have Senya Shriko, who is an SFU student and one of our volunteer journalists, who shared photos of a couple of dishes that she made recently, and I am so glad to have her here to share. So Senya, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So you shared some photos of some dishes that you made recently. Let's talk about one of them. So which dish do you want to talk about first?
Mm, I guess I could start with the egg pie thing that I showed you.
Yes. Okay, guys. All right. It is delightful. It is so pretty. So one thing about me is I love food that looks pretty, you know, or beautiful. It gives like a good edge. So tell me, walk us through a little bit about this recipe. What's in it?
So it's mostly like with bread. I typically use like flat keto bread, but you can use whatever flat bread you want, to be honest.
Okay.
You use eggs as well because it's mostly like an egg pie with pepperoni or sausages. I mix it together, add some seasoning. You guys can include whatever seasoning you want.
Love.
Some greens, so like it could be like any type of greens. You put it in the oven for like 22 minutes and you're good to go and eat it.
I love. Okay, so guys, pretty much under 30 minutes, I would say, to do this, right? Like, when you, with the egg mixture, I'm curious, do you then put everything in a bowl and then, like, do you sort of, like, mix all the ingredients and then pour it?
I do not. I actually do it, like, on top of the bread.
Hell, so even easier.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you basically, you're kind of, like, layering it.
Yeah, basically.
So to speak, right?
I also add feta cheese. Forgot to mention that.
Hello. Let's not forget about the cheese. Yeah. We were talking not too long during the break when the music was playing and we were vibing about cheese and feta. So that is so great. And so basically, what kind of a tin do you put it in? Like,
it's like a metal tin, like this round, circular thingy. Yeah. It's metal, not foil or anything.
Okay, sounds good. And is it kind of some like one of those tins that maybe you would bake a cake in?
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, perfect. All right. So basically, you just like put the bread in the bottom, and then you layer your ingredients on top. Is in terms of the temperature of the oven, is it like sort of like a standard 350 type style? Like you're not putting the oven too crazy hot?
No, it's like 375.
Okay, sounds good. 375, about 22 minutes or so, and then you're kind of like good to go?
Yep.
I love it. So I am excited about that. I hope some of you try this. I am actually going to try it. This weekend, upcoming weekend, I have a couple things on the go, but I feel like this is a really simple recipe that I could do. You know what I mean? I can totally do. And you know me, I'm going to add a little bit of heat to it. I'll probably add some like chili pepper flakes in there just to give me like a little bit of a touch. But I love this. And then you had another recipe.
Yep.
So that one, I thought it was so pretty. Again, photos are delightful. Tell me a little bit about that recipe and what your goal for it was.
Well, my mom found that recipe on Facebook, and then she like shared it with me, and I've been wanting to do it for a while. Then we finally started to do it. So you use two boiled eggs, one raw egg, but we use two raw eggs so we can like mix. So it would have been easier to mix.
Fair.
Flour, greens again, salt, mix it together, and you can either make a bagel, but, you know, we tried to do this. It did not work. Ow.
Guys, it looks so great. It may not have worked into quote unquote a bagel, but it looks super, super pretty because there were herbs in it.
Yeah.
And so it does have like a really, like, I don't know, like it gives it an extra look. Because the herbs are there as opposed to like if it wasn't there kind of thing. And then do you, when you make this, it's like baked in the oven then? Or fried? Like how do you?
We put it in an air fryer.
Oh, you did the air fryer.
Yes. And then the other side, we cooked it on a frying pan.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So just like flipping it, so to speak, type of thing. And then what do you, like once it's done, did you use it like as a sandwich? Did you like put like cream cheese on it? Like how did you eat it?
I just ate it like that.
You guys, I would just eat it like that too. It is like so, like it looked like it was like really fluffy inside. And it does, even though it may not have like turned into the bagel that you wanted it to turn into, it did kind of have bagel vibes to it, you know. So my next question to you is about like recipes and where you find them. Like, do you like just scour the internet? Is it like sometimes through family? Like, how do things come your way?
I mostly go on Pinterest.
Hey!
Because there's a tons of, like, recipes on there.
Absolutely.
My mom scours, like, Instagram or Facebook because there are, like, cooking videos on Instagram.
Yes.
There was also this cooking YouTube channel that an internet friend of mine introduced me to. And he had some very interesting recipes.
Hey, right on.
One of them was making like a chicken and stuffing ramen noodles inside it.
Oh my gosh.
Not kidding, yes.
Guys, I'm going to look it up. And did it look delightful? Like, I'm just, because I'm trying to, like, I'm going to look it up to see whether or not that's something I would want to bring into my life.
Well,
what are you thinking? Would you try it?
I mean, it didn't look bad, but it definitely looked very unappetizing, in my opinion.
Sometimes that happens, guys. Sometimes there are things on the internet streets that don't necessarily look as great. I'm always a big, you know, into like, how pretty does it look? How beautiful does it look? And that's kind of what draws me to things, too. But I also love Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it is, I mean, Pinterest, if you guys don't know, it's like I've been on Pinterest for so long that like I was one of the first people where you had to get an invite to be a part of Pinterest. That's how long ago it was. But it is it's like what Instagram used to be in the sense of like photos and being mm-hmm. able to like collect photos for things that you're really interested in. So
I also do I also did find this other recipe called like chocolate chip protein pillow cookies.
Oh, bring that on.
It's like this,
guys. I'm looking at it. Okay, so one of the things about me and chocolate chip cookies is I am not a huge lover of chocolate, so I love to look at to eat cookies where it's more dough mm-hmm. than chocolate chip mm-hmm. and that cookie is one that I would make. I would make that for sure.
It's pretty good, honestly. I don't have pictures of it, unfortunately, but yeah, it's on Pinterest, though.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And so before we kind of wrap up with our recipe talk, is there something that you are looking forward to making soon? Like,
I don't know. I could share another recipe that I typically make for breakfast.
Please.
It's like a really quick one.
Yes.
It's chia pudding.
Oh, yes.
And I make like all kinds of chia. I mostly use cacao, but I also use like various matcha powders to make it like, you know, more better, I guess, diverse.
Mm-hmm.
I mix it with yogurt and chocolate chips, like mix it together, and it's like a really easy breakfast.
I love it. I mean, guys, and this is the one thing about like talking about recipes on the show is that I feel like for people who don't cook a lot, it sometimes it's like intimidating because people think that you have to do so much to make something. But the reality is there's so many recipes out there where you don't have to do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that, number one, we just gave you a breakfast. We gave you kind of like a lunch because the first dish could have been a lunch. It could be a brunch. It could be even a dinner,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, and that only was like 30 minutes at most with mm-hmm. prep and cook time, whatever. And then I didn't ask for the bagel type recipe. How long would you say like it took for you to make that?
Maybe like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, not so, too long, hey?
Yeah, not too long. In the fryer, I think we put it for like around 10 minutes.
Okay.
380 degrees just to see how it turned out, and it turned out okay.
So one thing I don't have in my life is an air fryer. Can you believe it? I have bought an air fryer for so many people, so I do support the air fryer. It's not that I don't support it, but I feel like I'm going to get, I know why. I was traveling a lot last year, and I didn't really want to like carry one around and whatever, but I am going to get one.